This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Without further ado, four or so minutes of live radio to find out what the heck happened since Monday. For that, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine, Felix Salmon from Reuters. They are both in our studios in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so Felix, let me start with you, I guess, just because, I don't know, I feel like it. Let us touch glancingly on SAC. They're paying $600 million to $600 million, rather, to make the charges go away. Are they sort of buying off regulators, really?
Absolutely. They're paying $600 million in order to get off scot-free without having to admit to doing any wrong. It's kind of weird. What company – and remember, this is very much Stevie Cohen's own personal money.
Stevie? You call him Stevie?
Stevie. Me and Stevie, we're like that. It's his money, and he's paying this money so that he gets to avoid having to – admit that he did anything wrong. But why would you pay $600 million if you did nothing wrong?
Well, because you got billions and billions and billions, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's not going to crimp his style, as we've seen.
All right. Lee, let us turn now to the global economic story du jour, du week, de semaine, if you will, the past 10 days. Cyprus. Paul Krugman in the New York Times came out the other day and said, you know what? Throw him out. It's time for him to go. What do you think?
Well,
get him out of the EU.
The euro. They can still be in the EU.
All right. Well, let us not split hairs. But Lee, go ahead.
That's what people said about Greece, too. I mean, there is, you know, this question is going to come up again and again the more these crises start happening. And it does prove, you know, the euro way back when it was planned, you know, you can't really we're finding out that maybe you can't have fiscal unity without political unity. And is this going to be the start of more crises like this? I mean, Cyprus is its own situation for many reasons, but it's definitely worth, I think, the panic that has spread throughout Europe for the precedents that it's setting.
I was talking to a guy the other day, Felix, who said Luxembourg is perhaps the next country to imperil the euro, to which I can only say, come on, Luxembourg?
There's any number. I mean, Latvia is going to join, and as soon as it joins, it's going to be this offshore bank.
Why would you join the eurozone right now?
Well, it's a really good question. If I was the Cypriot, I would be very tempted to leave the euro because look at the capital controls they've got on.
Yeah.
They've already, in point of fact, left. A Cypriot euro is not worth the same as a euro in Spain or Germany or Luxembourg. So if you're going to do it right. Devalue, become more competitive, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Lee, let me ask you the make me care question. If I am, he says flippantly, if I am going about my merry way in Sheboygan or Ottumwa or Albuquerque, New Mexico, make this story matter to me.
Well, you bring up a good point. It's a very small country. It has a population the size of Vermont. But the important thing is, I guess, a couple things. One is that, you know, there's precedents happening there. It's never been suggested that you tax depositors' bank accounts ever. Mm. It's also never really been – it's never happened that they can't access all of their funds as they can't this week and for the next month. So that's scary. And the notion that that could happen elsewhere in Europe is significant. And then you also have to think about any international company that is doing business in Cyprus. Granted, maybe that's not a whole lot of companies, but they weren't able to access their capital at all for that week. And that's going to, you know, really dissuade international companies from doing business in Cyprus for sure, but maybe they're going to think twice about other places.
But the big reason to care, Kai, is that if Cyprus leaves the euro, that proves that it is possible for a country to leave the euro. And if it is possible for a country to leave the euro, then that's very bad news for Portugal, for Ireland, for Spain, for Italy, because people are going to worry that, you know, if something is possible, then at some point it's bound to happen.
All kidding aside, are you substantively worried, Felix, about what Cyprus means for the euro and thus the rest of us? Quickly.
Yes, I actually am. I think that Cyprus is the beginning of a whole new chapter in the European crisis where we're not getting bailouts anymore, where countries are being left to their own devices. And if you're not getting bailed out and if you are getting left to your own devices, then that means a breakup of the eurozone.
Lee, quickly, same question to you. Are you really worried?
I mean, I think it's more of a special situation. Yeah. I was more worried when, for example, Spain was teetering so badly last year. But you know, Felix brings up some good points, as he always does.
Oh, there you go. All right. We'll see you guys later. Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine and Felix Salmon from Reuters. See you guys.
Thanks,
Have a good
Kai.
Weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.